You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 305. Today's another countdown to kickoff mini episode, day number 30, which is all about Josh Barajas. Josh is a sophomore from Valparaiso, Indiana, a local boy, where he attended Andrean High School. He is 6'1 and a half, 240 pounds, and is training at middle linebacker. We'll go through his recruitment and talk a little bit about his redshirt season and then this upcoming season as well. So go ahead, Randall, get us started with Josh's recruitment.
Josh Barajas was a four-star recruit and played in Indiana, was the number one inside linebacker in Indiana. And his junior year is when he really made an impact. He had 92 tackles that year, 5 sacks, 2 interceptions. And then in the state title game, which they won, he had 8 tackles, 2.5 for loss, and 4 pass breakups. So very good player.
4 pass breakups.
Yeah. So they did end up winning the state championship that year in a 35-27 win. And then his senior year, he had 98 tackles, 7 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, and 1 interception. And he also played tight end. And he ended up missing 4 games in the postseason because of a broken finger. And he had some injury. He was dealing with a couple injuries. So a broken finger, and they said an infected hand. So he must have got an infection in his hand or something. So he didn't play in the first 4 postseason games. Came back in the title game and blocked a punt, had 6 tackles, and they ended up losing that game, which ended a 29-game win streak for them. So he had very few losses while he was in high school, but they went out on a loss, and he ended up playing in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl and had 2 tackles in that game. But we did go watch him play. It was early in the season. And it was actually a miserable night to be out there watching. It was raining and it was very cold. But you could pick him out right away. I mean, he was a big guy out there in the defense. And he played quite a bit on offense. It seemed like he was out there almost every snap.
Yeah, he did.
And they kept throwing to him, and he didn't have very good hands.
He did not have a good game.
But then in the end, he did make a big catch that helped set up for the winning touchdown. And They did win that game, but they had to play from behind. They needed that huge catch from him in the end to actually win the game. But yeah, he came into Notre Dame. I was a big guy out there in the high school field, but he tried to put on quite a bit of weight, what he thought was good weight coming into Notre Dame, and it wasn't what the staff wanted to see. He was said he was kind of overweight.
And Brian Kelly made the comment this spring that Josh was one of the guys that completely remade his body. So they're excited. They're happy with where he is right now. Still doesn't mean he's going to be on the field a whole lot. He's practicing right now or training behind Niles Morgan at Mike Linebacker. And they're not cross-training him anywhere else. And if you kind of look at who else is in that linebacker group, you've got your projected starters, Niles Morgan, Anawalu, and Tavon Coney. Coney, you know, maybe not as set in stone. But then you've got Asmer Bilal, you've got probably at the Will, and then Greer Martini, and then also Josh Barajas. So it does seem like, he'll probably get some. He's probably set pretty much in that second string spot at Mike Linebacker. The thing is, Niles Morgan isn't going to come out of the game unless it's a blowout or injury.
And I will confront, because we saw that Joe Schmidt did not come out of the game as middle linebacker, even when it was a blowout.
Well, and again, Brian Kelly said that it's the most difficult position to learn on the defense.
Yeah.
And I think he whoever is struggling on defense, he just says, well, that's the most difficult position to learn.
Yes, very true. Barajas also suffered a hamstring injury in fall camp last year, so that kind of slowed down his progress as far as playing time his freshman year, but he did end up getting a red shirt, and I had actually run into him on, I think it was the weekend of the Virginia game, I was at the mall in Merrillville and walked in a shoe store, and there's Josh Barajas. So it was very obvious that he was redshirting, and he did tell me that when I was talking to him. But it was that would have been the second game of the year, second or third.
What week was
Virginia?
The second.
Second. And so he knew right away at the beginning of the year that he was going to redshirt. So he wasn't even traveling with the team, but obviously doing a lot of work this off season. And thing is, some guys even had him as a number one player in that class coming in. I didn't totally agree with that because of the high school game I saw, but people are very high on him, and I think he'll still live up to some of that potential. I think he will start at some point at Notre Dame.
Well, the coaches are raving about Niles Morgan, and he didn't start over Joe Schmidt even when Joe was injured.
Joe Schmidt just had more money.
More money. He bought it. Bought off the coaches.
His Instagram name is BROHASS.
And I do love his Twitter handle, Scoop and Score 11. Scoop and Score. All right, that's all we've got for Josh Barajas. Do check back again for another mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.